distance of the running to do a work.
圣灵不但在我们里面要做光照的工作
，The Holy Spirit will do the enlightening work in within.
圣灵在我们的外面也要做管教的工作
，And the Holy Spirit also uses our surroundings to discipline us.
他的目的就是要把我们做成一个对的人
，And His purpose is to make us into the right kind of a vessel.
叫我们里面能产生一个新的性格
，So that in us we can cultivate and develop a new character.
好叫我们在新造的性格里来侍奉这一位的神
and so that we can serve God in the new creation.
当我们起来侍奉神的时候
when we serve God,
我们需要有能力
we need power.
但是侍奉神的能力只有一种
and God only has one kind of power.
那个侍奉神的能力就是圣灵的能力
that kind of power is the power of life.
我们不能用其他的能力来侍奉神
we cannot use other powers to serve God.
因为那些都是凡火
all those other powers are strange fire.
那是神所不喜悦的
they are not pleasing in God's sight.
所以不但不能接受这些
God cannot accept that kind of a service.
并且我们看见有火要从神那里出来要焚烧他们
Fire will come upon them and consume them.
今天我们要侍奉神。
Today, if we are to serve God,
我们必须要在膏油的底下。
We must be under the anointing.
我们必须要在圣灵的能力的底下。
We must be in the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上所显的能力。
The manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
里面乃是圣灵的流露。
Inwardly is the outflow of his life.
外面也是恩赐的运用
On the externally it is the exercise of the gift.
恩赐好像有管子一样
Gifts are just like channels.
里面那个恩典就是管子里面所流的东西
And the flow flows out is the flow of life in grace.
真正的侍奉
Real service
乃是生命的供应
Real service is the supply of life
但是这个生命是借着恩赐来流通给别人
And this life is, can be only can flow out through gift
今天早晨
For instance, this morning
我们愿意再往前去看
We will move one step further
我们要看配搭侍奉
We want to see how we should serve accordingly
我们过去那几天所讲的话
In the past few days
好像都是个人的事情
So we touch on the individual, the personal aspect of it
我们每一个人要听见神的呼召
In the future of us, we must hear God's call
我们每一个人要拣选侍奉神
In the future, you must choose to serve God
别人不能替你拣选
No one can choose for you
只需要你自己来答应侍奉的呼召
You must personally respond to God's call
我们每一个人需要明白侍奉的意义
Each of us must know the meaning of service.
这个不是别人告诉你就是了。
And this one cannot, you cannot get it from another person.
你必须要在你灵的深处得到启示。
You must receive that revelation in your spirit.
看见基督的身体。
You must see the body of Christ.
然后你的侍奉也是建造基督的身体。
Then your service will be for the building up of the body of Christ.
一个人对也是你这个个人要对。
If you're right.Then you must be personally right.
别人对是别人的事。
If other people are right, that's their business.
你自己要在神面前做一个对的人。
But you yourself must be right before God.
我们要用圣灵的能力来侍奉，也是个人的。
And if you want to use the power of the Spirit to serve, that's also very personal.
因为这个恩典，圣恩典要在从你里面流出来。
Because God's grace wants to flow from you.
就是说，信我的人从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
The Lord said, those who believe me, out of the belly will flow rivers of living water.
是从你的腹中流出活水的江河来。
It's from your belly will flow out rivers of living water.
是神所给你的恩赐，你来运用。
And those are the gifts of God that you are exercising them.
最好像我们过去所讲的都是关于个人的问题。
So the past few days, what we touched were more or less on the personal side of it.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
The following sisters,
当我们 真正起来侍奉主的时候
When really want to serve God
我们看见侍奉不是个人的也是团体
We know service is not individual but service is corporate
虽然是一个一个人在那里侍奉
It's true we are there serving individually
但是乃是我们配搭着来侍奉
But we serve coordinately
为什么原因呢
Why?
First, 因为我们的神是那样一位伟大的神
Because our God is so great
他的旨意是何等的浩大
And His will is beyond us
没有一个人能把神的旨意完全来完成的
There is no individual who can fulfill all God's will
我们的神太大了
Our God is so great So great.
我们这个器皿太小
And we as this person, we are so small.
所以没有一个人能侍奉神到一个完全的地步
And so that no one individual can serve God completely to his satisfaction.
没有一个人能把神的旨意来完成的
No one individual can fulfill all God's will.
需要许许多多的人一同来侍奉他
And God needs all of us to serve him together.
我们知道在天上有天千千万万的天使在那里侍奉神。
We know in heaven there are hundreds and thousands of angels ministering to God.
我们不知道天上的天使有多少。
We don't know how many are there up there.
我们就知道是无数的天使。
We know they are measured. Countless.
在那里侍奉神。
And they are there serving God.
那么难道在地上就有一个只有一个人在那里侍奉吗
？And can we imagine on earth there only one individual that's serving Him?
所以我们知道神。在地上也需要许多的人起来侍奉他。
And so we see on earth, God also requires many, many of us to serve Him together.
我们要一同起来侍奉他。
We must together serve Him.
同时，第二
，Second，
我们看见神的旨意乃是要得着一个身体。
We know God's purpose is to obtain a body.
这个身体长成的时候要做基督的配偶
And when this body is fully grown it will become the partner or companion of Christ
既然是身体的话
Now since it's a body
当然有许许多多的肢体
And there are many members
而这些的肢体都是互相联络做肢体
All these members areOne to another.
所以当这些的肢体在那里发生功用的时候
And so,
你还发生功用
And because they serve coordinately so they can function together.
手不能单独的在那里侍奉
A hand cannot serve in by itself.
因为它不过是身体上的一个肢体
Because hand is only a part of the body.
脚也不能单独的侍奉
The foot cannot serve by itself.
它是一个身体上的肢体
Because foot is a part of the body.
所以我们事事不及在那里侍奉的时候
So when all the members are serving together,
乃是配搭着来侍奉。
It serves together, it serves coordinately.
当我们在这里讲的时候
，When we speak here,
好像我们的嘴在那里侍奉。
As though our mouth is speaking,
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见我们的手也是配搭在那里侍奉。
Our hands also move with our mouth.
有的时候我们的脚也是在那里配搭，在那里侍奉。
We walk around even we move our feet.
我们整个身体上的肢体都是配搭着来侍奉。
Our whole being.All the members are coordinated in this service.
这样才能侍奉。
In this way, then we can serve.
不但是这样。
More than that.
今天你要看见我们侍奉的目的。
We have to see the purpose of our service.
都是为着叫身体得着造就。
It is for the body to be built up.
我们都是为着这个身体在那里侍奉。
We serve for the body.
叫这个身体能长大成人。
And so this body can grow into mature.
满有基督长成的身量。
Full stature measure of Christ.
所以你就看见我侍奉。不是个人的问题。
So therefore, we see service is not an individual matter.
侍奉乃是配搭的事情。
Service is a matter of coordination.
为着这些缘故
，because of these reasons，
我们要看见说侍奉乃是团体性的。
So we have to see that service is corporate.
我们不是单独在那里侍奉神。
We are not there serving God individually.
我们可以从旧约里面来看一点的例子。
We can look into the Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament
神把以色列的百姓从埃及救出来
God delivered Israelites out of Egypt
And
God sent Pharaoh, Moses to Pharaoh,
用我的百姓去，好叫他们侍奉我。
Let my people go, that they may serve me.
所以他们能成就的目的，就是为做侍奉神。
So the purpose of their deliverance is so that they may serve God.
当他们到了西南山下的时候
，So when they came to Mount Sinai,
神就向他们表达他的心意。
And God revealed His heart to him.
神对他们说
，God told them,
你们如果遵守我的约
，If you keep my commandments,
我就要叫你们成为一个祭司的国度。
And I'll make you into a kingdom of priests.
所以我们知道祭司的国度乃是一个所有的人都在那里侍奉。
So the kingdom of priests is everybody within the kingdom. They are all priests.
后来因为他们犯罪的缘故
，And because they sinned.
所以结果我们看见神就分别这个亚伦的家就祭司
and then we see God separated the family of Aaron to be priest
和利未的支派来将除桌来服侍
and then the 12 Levites to assist the priest
所以我们知道在旧约以色列人的中间
and so we know in the Old Testament among the Jews
有的祭司和利未的侍奉
and that we have the service of the priest and the service of the Levite
祭司乃是替人办理事神的事
priestly service is the management of God's things for man
利未的侍奉
The Levitical service
乃是为神来服侍人
is the management of man's things for God.
所以我们看见祭司的侍奉是向着神的
So we see priestly ministry service is God's work.
立位的侍奉是向着人的
And the Levitical service is man's work.
祭司的侍奉是所谓属灵的
And the priestly ministry is what we call spiritual.
立位的侍奉是事物的。
And the Levitical service is what we call manual or physical or practical.
这个我们姑且这样的去分别。
And that's how we slightly differentiate them.
其实在侍奉神的事情上，实在不分的这个属灵的和事物的。
Strictly speaking, in real service, there's no differentiation there.
不过姑且我们这样的来看。
But we have to, because we have to look at this way.
我们知道在以色列人的中间。
Among the Israelites,
当他们侍奉神的时候。
When they serve God,
先有祭司在那里做主体。
And the priestly ministry really is the principal service.
他们在那里替人办理所神的事。
And they manage.Man's things for God.
然后，立位的侍奉在那里帮助这个祭司。
And the Levitical service, they are there to assisting the priesthood ministry.
光有祭司不行的。
We just have the priesthood ministry is not quite enough.
他需要立位来帮助他。
They need the Levites to assist them.
比方说，一个祭司他要献祭了。
For example, a priest would like to offer a sacrifice.
那么需要有立位来把那个祭物啊，把它牵到那个祭坛来。
And a Levite is needed to bring the animal to the altar.
需要立位来帮助他来处置这个祭物。
And he needs the Levites to prepare the sacrifice.
我们看见这两个侍奉都是配合作的侍奉。
So we see these two ministries services are coordinated service.
你光有立位的侍奉
，if we just have the Levitical service，
而没有祭司的侍奉
，and lacking priestly ministry，
这个侍奉也是中途而废的。
And this is not a balanced ministry.
你发现牛羊牵到祭坛旁边
，when you bring the animals to the altar，
但是没有人把它献给神
，and there's no one there to offer up to God。
所以在旧约的时候
，in the Old Testament，
我们看见立位和祭司的侍奉都是配搭。
So we see the priestly ministry and the Levitical ministry are coordinated ministry.
当然，祭司他需要在那里献祭。
Of course, the priest is there to offer up the sacrifice.
他需要在圣所的里面要点灯。
He has to light the candlelight within the tabernacle.
在圣所的里面，他要摆橙色的饼。
In the holy place, he has to put the showbread there.
他需要在金香台的前面来烧香。
He has to put
incense in the golden altar.
Those
are the service of the priest.
And the way this is on
And the service of the Levite,
他需要在那里管理会幕中和其中一切的器具。
And he has, they have to care for the furnishings and the tabernacle.
他要做整理整洁的工作。
And they have to do the other cleaning work around.
他需要把这个柴把它拿来。
And he has to bring the wood into the courtyard.
他需要把这个水拿来放在几个盆里。
And he has to bring the water into the lever.
所以你就看见说这两方
And so we can see these two ministries are coordinated one ministry. Of course we know. Today we those who are saved in the law. On one side we are priests, on the other hand we are Levites.
And by this, 彼得前书第二章里面,
and First Peter 2,
第五节,
verse 5,
说我们来到主的面前,
is that when we come into the law,
就像活的石头一样,
we are like living stone,
我们一同被建造成为一个灵宫,
we are being brought up into a spiritual habitation,
成了一个祭司的系统,
dwelling a priesthood,
就靠着主耶稣献上属灵的祭物给神悦纳,
and we, through the Lord Jesus Christ, we offer spiritual sacrifices to the Father. Every one of us who are the Lord, we are priests. We are also Levites. In other words, when we are here serving God, we not only have what we call spiritual service, we also have to have practical service. We cannot say that I'm so spiritual. And I can only do spiritual things. And the ordinary things they are below me. I will not trust those things.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们在这里要看见。
Here we have to see one thing.
一个属于主的人,
those who follow the Lord.
我们又是祭司，又是立位。
On one side we are priests, on the other hand we are Levites.
比方说,
for example,
今天我们在神的家中,
we are today in the family of God.
我们不但需要有教导的
We need instruction. We need exhortation. The ministry of the word. And we call those ministries spiritual.
实在说来,
strictly speaking, there's no such thing as spiritual or non-spiritual. To a spiritual person, all things are spiritual. In the person who is flesh, all things are flesh.
你无论碰什么东西,
no matter what,
就是最属灵的工作你去碰的话, 也是一个属肉体的工作。
For flesh, for any, even if you do spiritual things, it's still flesh.
一个属灵的人,
if a spiritual person,
就是做一件最低的事物的事情,
if you do one of those common manual things,
在神面前也是一个属灵的工作。
In God's sight, it is also spiritual.
所以我们不要以为说在那里讲道了，在那里做这些的事情，这是属灵的工作。
Because you preach, you do those things, and you are spiritual. We have the notion, you want to serve God, you must be a preacher. And if you're not preaching, what's your call?
所以如果大家不是口的话,
now, if you're all mouth,
这个嘴啊，七嘴八嘴啊，那就是搞得糊里糊涂。
And then we all talk, we'll create a lot of problems.
所以你在这里要看见。
So we have to see.
另外一面，我们也在有事物的事情。
We also have to have the practical ministry.
比方说，我们需要有整洁的工作。
We have to clean up the place.
我们需要有人招待招待。
We need to have brothers and sisters that will do the
ushering. 分司啦，分司哥啦。
Distribute books and set up tables.
我们需要做
看望的工作，这些都是好像是事物的， as though they are all ordinary things.
但是这些的东西乃是皆需要。
But all those things are absolutely necessary.
如果光有所谓属灵的职分，
if we have what we so called spiritual ministry,
我们都做了祭司了，
we are all priests.
事务的职分完全没有的话，
and we ignore all the practical ministry.
我们知道这个身体就不能被建造，
and we know the body cannot be built up.
如果在教会中都是讲道的人，
if in the church everybody is a preacher,
而没有唱望的人，
and there's no visitation.
你要看见这个教会是不能建造起来。
We will know that this church is not cannot be built up.
但是如果反过来说
，On the other hand,
如果在教会里都是治理的
，If we are all there doing practical things,
没有属灵的那个道理的供应
，And there's no spiritual ministry,
这一个教会也不能建立起来。
This church cannot be built up as well.
所以我们在圣经里看见这两种的事情是被打开的。
So in the Bible, we see these two aspects of ministries are coordinated into one service.
你记得我们的。耶稣曾这样说过
The Lord has said,
凡为我的名坐在这小子身上的就是坐在我的身上
If you do this to the least that's in my name you do it unto me
主又说了
The Lord says,
我饿了你们给我吃
When I'm hungry you give me food
我渴了你们给我喝
When I'm thirsty you give me drink
我做客旅你们招待我
I was stranger, you took me in
我赤身露体你们给我衣服穿
I was naked, you clothed me
我病了你们看顾我
I was sick, you visited me
我在监里你们来看我
In prison, you came to me
所以你们坐在这弟兄中最小的人身上就是坐在我的身上
And when you do this to the least of my brethren, you do itunto me.
许多的时候
many times,
我们轻看这些事物的事情
we overlook, we look down all these ordinary ministries.
因为说这些不属灵
we assume they are not, no spiritual value.
但是我们要记得
but just remember,
我们在那里做这些事的时候
when we do those things,
我们是坐在主的身上
we are doing unto the Lord.
这一个在圣灵面前是神所喜悦。
In God's sight, these things are pleasing to Him.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹
，Remember, hope brothers and sisters.
当我们在教会中侍奉的时候
，When we serve the Lord in the church,
我们不要光在那里追求所谓属灵的事情。
And do not seek what we consider a spiritual thing.
我们也是在这里要忠心的在事务上来服侍。
We must serve the practical things.Faithfully as well.
如果我们在事务上能忠心的话
If we can be faithful in the practical things
神就要把更大的事要赐给我
And he will entrust to us bigger things
你知道许多被神大用的人
Many of those who were greatly used by God.
当他们开始的时候，就是在那些小事情上忠心。
When they began their service, they began with little things.
比方说，我们大家都知道的 Moody 先生。
Of course, we know Mr. Moody.
他是一个非常大用的布道家。
He was a greatly used by God as an evangelist.
但是你知道他开始的时候是怎么开始的呢？
Do you know how he began his ministry?
他们恩得救了之后
After he was saved,
他到了芝加哥那个地方
He went to Chicago.
他去参加一个聚会
And he attended a meeting there.
但是他也没有多少的学问
And he lacked education.
他也不能做什么事情
And he couldn't do much anything.
所以结果他怎样呢？
So finally, you know what he did?
他就说我可以把人带到聚会的地方了。
What I can do is bring people to the meeting.
在那个所谓那个主日学里面。
Into the Sunday school instruction.
他说我也不能教主日学。
He said I cannot even teach Sunday school.
但是我能把人带到主日学来。
What I can do is bring people to Sunday school.
所以他就开始到马路上啊，去把人带进来。
And so he went out to the streets to bring people into the Sunday school.
结果带了很多不算。
And he brought all kinds of people to Sunday school. And the church was very, they didn't know what to do.
但是他就是说我不能讲道。
He said, I cannot preach.
但是我可以带人。
But all I can is to bring people in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
我的师父，
这样带，这样带。
And when he brings people this way,
后来就开始对这些人传福音。
And he began to chair speaks to them.
圣灵高油在他的身上。
And an anointing came upon him.
后来成为在美国一个很有名的布道家。
And then later he became one of the best ornate evangelists in America.
不知道有多少的人听说他传福音而归向主。
Hundreds came to the Lord because of his faithful ministry.
对弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
特别是青年的弟兄姊妹。
Especially young brothers.
你知道当我们得救了之后。
After we say,
我们实在是热心。
We have zeal.
但是我们也有雄心。
We also have ambition.
我们要说今天我要起来侍奉神。
We say I'll serve the Lord today.
我一开始侍奉神的时候。
When I begin to serve God.
我就要站讲台。
I want to be on the platform.
我一讲就三千人得救。
The moment I speak, I want 3,000 to be saved.
如果没有三千人得救，我就不讲。
Yes.I cannot get 3,000 people to say I will not preach.
如果不给我这讲台，我就不侍奉。
You're not going to give me the platform to preach. I will not serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
如果你们能得救了
，If you are saved,
我盼望你开头的时候
，I hope when you begin,
就来排排椅子。
Set up chairs.
你不要认为排椅子是一件小事情哦。
Do not consider setting up chairs a small thing.
如果没有人排椅子，我们怎么聚会呢
？If there's no one sitting up chairs, how can we meet?
好像我们的主与他的门徒最后一次吃晚饭的时候。
As though the Lord's last supper with his people.
没有一个人替人洗脚。
Nobody wants to wash the other person's feet.
那么大家的脚都是脏脏的。
All their feet were dirty.
你知道当时的时候不是坐在那里吃饭的。
You know, in those days, you don't sit and die.
坐在那里脚在底下看不见
Because when you sit your feet underneath nobody sees
他们是躺着睡吃饭的
They recline when they eat
所以一个脚都是在外面的
And because they recline you expose your feet
那么这种肮脏的脚一个一个放在那里
And you see all these dirty feet there
不但你自己觉得不舒服
You feel uncomfortable
你看我也觉得不舒服
You look at your feet you also feel uncomfortable
这个是很欣赏这个言语
And you cannot enjoy the meal
这是没有人肯洗脚
But nobody wants to wash
这个我们的主他自己替门徒洗
And how the Lord our Lord washed their feet
哎呀叫门徒们用饭的时候实在是快乐
And so when they feast they have joy in their heart
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们就在这些事物的事情上来布施
So we must begin with all these possible things
你在那里排椅子的时候
When you set up your chair
一面排一面祷告
As you set the chairs up you pray
求神叫哪一个人坐在那个椅子上就蒙恩
Whoever sits on that chair you sit up, he will receive grace.
你看这个侍奉是多美丽的
侍奉。How beautiful is this service?
你不要把它看作一件小事情。
Do not look as though it's very small.
撒母耳是大先知。
Samuel was a big prophet.
但是他开始侍奉的时候就是开门关门了。
And when he began his ministry, he was the gatekeeper. He opened the door.
你不要以为开门关门小事情了。
Do not assume to open the gate of the house of the Lord is a small thing.
如果他不开门，人怎么能进来献祭呢
？If he did not open that gate, who can come in and offer sacrifice?
如果他不关门，那么强盗也跑进来。
If he did not close door at night, then thieves will come in the evening.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前要看见这个配搭。
So we have to see the coordination of service.
所谓属灵的侍奉。和事物的侍奉要配搭着来侍奉。
Spiritual service and practical service must be coordinated.
我们再要进一步的说。
Let's move further.
不但祭司的侍奉和立位的侍奉是配搭的。
Not only the priestly ministry and Levitical ministry need to be coordinated.
今天我们看见就在祭司的侍奉的里面。
Within the priesthood ministry
和在立位的侍奉里面
and the Levitical ministry
也都是配搭着来侍奉
It's all well coordinated
你看祭司怎么侍奉呢
You know how does the priest serve
祭司是亚伦和他的儿子
Priests are the family of Aaron
亚伦是大祭司
Aaron himself he was the high priest
他的儿子们是众祭司
And his sons they were priests
他们在亚伦的指挥底下来侍奉神。
They serve under the direction of Aaron.
后来我们知道，亚伦的子孙加增加增了。
And we know the